The New York Stock Exchange may soon be based thousands of miles from Wall Street.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media. I'm Jeremy Hobson in New York, which is currently home base for the New York Stock Exchange, but maybe not for long. The parent company of the Frankfurt Stock Exchange is in talks to buy the NYSE. This comes just a day after the London Stock Exchange announced a merger with the owner of the Toronto Stock Exchange. Marketplace's David Gura has the story.
On stock exchanges, there are fewer traders shouting orders. Investing has gone high tech. The hum of computers punctuated by typing. And that's got the New York Stock Exchange worried about losing relevance and business. But the London Capital Group's Angus Campbell says there's more to these mergers than technology.
It's not only from a sort of IT perspective that it makes sense to merge with other exchanges, but also competition is becoming pretty fierce.
Bigger exchanges make it simpler for traders to do business. David Buick is a trader with BGC. He says they want to attract investors from around the world.
This is the way forward, and if you're going to take on the Far East and have a truly global stock exchange, you have to be very cost-conscious and very commission-conscious.
If this deal goes through, New York will still be a financial capital. But David Buick says to watch out for markets from Bombay to Shanghai. Singapore's exchange is close to a merger with one in Australia. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
The congressional panel that oversees the $700 billion TARP rescue has just released a report on executive pay at bailed-out financial institutions. The report says Ken Feinberg, the pay czar, or special master, as he's called, successfully cut compensation but failed to make long-lasting changes to the Wall Street pay structure. Former Democratic Senator Ted Kaufman chairs the congressional oversight panel, and he joins us now. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So when Congress set up the bank bailout, members wanted to make sure that financial institutions were not going to use the bailout money to give out big bonuses and executive compensation. You've been looking into this. How'd they do?
They did okay. What the report found is that on the companies covered, the overall compensation fell by an average of 55%, and the maximum paid out was in the area of $500,000 in cash. In addition to that, they did move more to stock from cash.
So that there's a long-term incentive to make sure that deals are good.
Right.
There are a lot of people, including a number of people in Congress, who get pretty queasy when they think about the government setting pay levels at private institutions. What would you say to those people?
Wherever you are on the ideological spectrum, you've got to believe that if, in fact, you take federal government money, then you are going to have to abide by their rules. But I do think that most people believe, and I believe, that executive compensation's gotten out of hand.
But you think we missed an opportunity with the strings that were attached to the TARP?
What we had hoped for and what the special master had hoped for was that this was going to be a model. But it doesn't look like it's going to turn out the way. Most of the experts think that this had a modest impact. And the reason for this was that there is a lack of complete transparency in how the special master reached his opinions. It's awful hard to replicate what he did if you don't know the details of what it is that he did.
Former Senator Ted Kaufman, chair of the Congressional Oversight Panel, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Jeremy. It's always a pleasure.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are down around the world right now. Video game maker Activision Blizzard says it's done making Guitar Hero. Analysts say it may have been the game everyone had to have, but they only had to buy that plastic guitar once. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow edged up 6 points to close at 12,239.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Yellow Book 360, offering a spectrum of marketing tools for small businesses designed to go beyond yellow. More at yellowbook360.com. By Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by Reputation.com, helping doctors, lawyers, and small business owners monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation Defender is now Reputation.com.
You may have noticed that we are currently in the middle of corporate earnings season. It happens every few months. Public companies tell us how they did last quarter and how they expect to do in the coming year. Well, today Pepsi said profits fell because of higher commodity costs. We're also going to hear from Philip Morris today. To make sense of all the numbers that are coming in, let's bring in Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Jeremy.
So we're getting earnings from everyone, from McDonald's to Northrop Grumman. What companies should we be paying attention to get a good idea of how the economy's doing?
I would pay attention to UPS, the brown trucks. It's a bellwether. Packages delivered everywhere. Fourth quarter earnings up 48%. I mean, this is a stunning number. And then if you look at the holiday season, and this is why I really love earnings reports, they delivered 440 million packages. And what this signaled is the online retailing world has truly taken off. It gives us an indication of what our economy is doing and where it's going.
All right. So shipping, that's an important one. What else are you looking at?
Well, we know that we shored up the banking system, right? Because of the big banks' collapse, we'd have a lot of economic trouble. Well, Wells Fargo is doing much better. And if you look at their earnings report, here's the thing that I liked. Wells Fargo was doing, you know, pretty well across the board in its loans, but it's highlighting that it believes the real opportunity is in commercial loans. And that's what we really want to see, some business borrowing.
All right, so shipping, finance, two important sectors of the economy. You seem pretty optimistic about both. How about a third for good luck?
This is, I guess, the optimistic couple of minutes here. We're going to Emerson Electric. You know, the manufacturing sector is doing well. And I listened to the webcast after their earnings, and they're saying that the wind is to our back. But here's the other thing. They emphasized inflation. They are seeing big increases in material prices, and they're really worried about inflation going forward.
And that's something that a lot of companies are worried about, whether it be food companies or energy companies. Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
And finally, a message to the nation's school children. Be careful what you wish for. In Haywood County, North Carolina, students probably went to bed on a stormy Monday night wishing for a snow day on Tuesday. Well, they got it. And now, in order to avoid having to make up the missed day this summer, the Haywood County School District says class will be in session this Saturday. Seems cruel to me, but I think I just made tiger moms everywhere jump for joy. Well, in New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
There are two economies in Egypt, one for the regular folks, one for the dictatorship.
Being in control of key political portfolios does give you a tremendous advantage when it comes to setting up business deals.
I'm Kai Rizdal, the law of corruption, next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.